Bantam Audio Publishing presents Hatton's Castle and Trap of Gold, two short stories written by Louis L'Amour. And now, Louis L'Amour.
Men wanted gold, so went where the gold was supposed to be. They wandered along the canyons, climbed the rocky slopes, camped in grassy meadows and mountain streams. Because gold is never found in easy country. They tried a few test bands where there was a likely spot, and sometimes they found color. That did not mean they had discovered anything. Gold flakes can be carried miles and miles from where they originated. I knew one mine in Arizona where the gold was found buried deep in the earth, but was in a number of large boulders of material different from any around where they were discovered. Very rich ore was found in those huge buried boulders, but nobody ever found where they came from. The earth moves. Earthquakes, slides, volcanic action and tectonic plate movement can shift rock formations at amazing distance. There are rock formations in Africa, for example, that are continued in Brazil. The great land bodies have moved, and they have butted against one another and pushed up mountains just like you can push up the folds in a carpet. A good example are the Allegheny Appalachian mountain chains, a series of parallel ridges pushed up with the crushing together of continents in bygone ages. So they say gold is where you find it, but also where you lose it. Wherever there are gold mines, there are stories of lost mines. You may wonder how one can lose a mine, but it's easy. A tourist can drive along the highway from Durango to Silverton, and he can pull up beside the road and look out over what has been called the Lime Creek Burn, because of a great forest fire that swept those rocky slopes 100 years ago. It's a vast sweep of magnificent country, and out there, or in the mountains just beyond it, are several lost mines.